This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you?
Now you're Man, I get so caught up in the news in front of me that I never even plug who's coming up. Like, one of the hottest guests you can get right now, always a great guest, is Scott Adams. Didn't even plug he was coming on. It's because I got tunnel vision on news. This North Korea thing is so big. And then PJW's coming on. Good old PJW. You know he doesn't like being on air, even though he's good at it. And he's a smart whippersnapper. Even though he's like 35 now. We're all getting old around here, ladies and gentlemen. Look, there's Paul right there. Should I call? Let's fake Paul up. How's Bridget Steele doing, my boy? Should I bully you with some British accents?
Oh, dear. The bullying and harassment started after 20 seconds.
Well, I mean, we're learning from the news. There's gay grooming. But even worse, Paul, there's British accent torture. Like, they play skinny puppy to torture people at Gitmo. But you know, on our little private channel, it's Royal Britain Steel, Royal.
I'm getting flashbacks already, Alex. PTSD. I mean, come on. How have I survived for 16 years with this level of abuse?
I do talk to you in the Jack T. Ripper voice, though. I go, get over here with that belt, feed me this machine gun. Hurry on, Mandrake. The redcoats are coming.
That's right. I mean, traumatized doesn't even begin to cover it, Alex. It's just, how have I survived? God only knows.
We got a lot of serious news to cover, some of the top stories that I wanted to review. But let's get into it right now. We got a lot of news coming in the next segment, but let's, because there's been a lot of articles, investigative journals, let's talk about how I control everything you say and do. I mean, just tell people. Tell them about our relationship. I mean, let's get serious. How do things actually work? The media's obsessed with it. Explain it to people.
Well, I mean, if you read this Daily Beast article, which we can get into, by the way, point by point, it's complete trash. Again, they introduce these articles. This is why I don't do mainstream media, Alex. Every single time they approach you and say, oh, we just want to write a fair profile piece. In fact, I can quote from his email. This is the first email this Nico Hines sent to me in relation to this piece. He said, it's so weird that no one has done a decent profile yet, given your stature. Would be great to get a pint with you to discuss what inspired you, what drives you to work so hard, and what you plan to do next. And then he's like, I'd love to talk to some people you've worked with or known over the years to get a sense of how you shot up the ranks and become such an influential figure. So it goes from that to him writing the article, and the two main sources for the article, your bitter ex-wife, Alex, somebody who I met once 13 years ago, and a disgruntled former employee who barely even came into the InfoWars office, again, probably exchanged like two sentences with him over the course of 10 years. And that's the impartial, independent sources that they've based this whole profile piece on. So again, it's the complete disconnect between the initial approach, oh, we just want to be friendly, we just want to understand where you're coming from, to the actual article, a vicious hit piece, where they literally crown me like king of the tards in the image there and say that I'm, you know, your crackpot protege. So this is why I don't do mainstream media. I also don't do the Daily Beast, because I directly told them, look, you basically doxed, outed, exposed Pamela Geller's daughters who weren't political. They just had like a fashion account on Instagram. Opening them up to a fatwa from Islamic terrorists, I said, I'm not going to talk to a publication that treats people like that. They didn't put that in the article, Alex, did they? They didn't mention why I refused to talk to them, because that would expose the Daily Beast for what it is. And that was the foundation of the article. They approached me and said, this is going to be fair, this is going to be balanced. Turns out to be a vicious hit piece every single time.
And it's like someone saying, come back behind the bleachers with me, you know, a hot girl. This actually happened to me once in, like, eighth grade, and then her boyfriend thought I was hitting on her. Him and his buddy were there to try to beat me up. So I get behind the bleachers after school. I'm like, okay, you want to kiss? All of a sudden, they're like, we're going to kick your ass, Jones. Well, that isn't what happened. But the point is that It's like luring a kid. Hey, I got candy in the white van. And a little kid gets in the white van. Little Paul Watson. Oh, hi, Daily Beast. And like, we're tying you up, little kid. I mean, that's what this is, deception.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're now into the third hour on this Friday Global Transmission. Paul Joseph Watson is my guest. And we never talk about what goes on at InfoWars. We never talk about how they come up with ideas, stories, any of this. So I thought, in amongst all the huge news I'm going to be getting to in a moment, why not get Paul Joseph Watson on? And you can even call him with your questions for Paul Joseph Watson on our personal workings of InfoWars. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Paul and I used to talk 3 or 4 times a week. We probably talk. Paul, how often do we talk now? Because I love this Daily Beast fabrication, because the Daily Beast isn't important enough on their own to talk about. They've had hundreds of these about me, and they've had dozens of them about you. And it's incredible how fictitious they are, how much work goes in, how they tell weird stories on purpose. So people think they must be true. Like, I'm wearing swastika shoes in the office. And again, telepathically gay groom people. I mean, this is in the Daily Mail. He never said anything sexual to the man, but he felt like he was being gay groomed. I mean, you read this stuff and it's like, why do they come up with such ridiculous garbage? And then you pointed out with his latest piece how they twist everything. It's like, why aren't they just fiction writers? Why aren't they writing screenplays for Hollywood, Paul?
Well, I mean, it's because that would be a more honest profession. They're the most dishonest people going. And they're trying to frame you. They're trying to create a perception of you that they can broadcast to the world, which is completely inaccurate. And basically this article, you know, I was going to do a video response to it, but it's just not that interesting. It's not worthy enough to make a video about. It's too long. It's, you know, TLDR, too long, didn't read. It's boring because it's full of, like, weird stuff I said when I was 19 and 20, which I don't even believe anymore. And their main sources, I mean, let's go for a few quotes because it's funny as hell. It says, insiders are convinced that Watson is destined to seize Jones's crown as the king of the conspiracy theorists. Right? Who are those insiders, Alex? Your bitter ex-wife and a disgruntled former employee. They're not insiders. They're literally the very opposite of insiders. They're now outsiders, and not just outsiders, but outsiders with their own agenda. So even in that very first sentence there, they're saying, oh, we've got, you know, inside intel from the people who will be in a position to know. I literally met these people twice, like 5 years ago.
And it also says that you are a smartass at my house smoking cigarettes. You've only joked around in a few video shots of cigarettes, and every once in a while, because I know I've talked about it with you. I mean, I might have seen you smoke twice. I mean, you weren't smoking then.
I wasn't. That was 2005 when I met her. I wasn't smoking. I was as nice and kind as possible. But because now she's got an agenda. And by the way, they literally use this entire hit piece against me because they didn't really have that much on me as a platform for her website. So that was another part of it. The other sources they've got are, Alex, two kids who went to school with me. And one of them, I barely recognized his name. He was like a friend of a friend. He never even came to my house where I lived with my parents. The other one, the other source, by the way, these two kids didn't say that much bad. In fact, they said quite interesting things. But the other source, this school friend, I don't even know who it is. Like, I don't even remember this person's name. But they were the two, oh, these are the two guys who knew him intimately growing up. One of them I barely knew, and the other one I don't even remember. So he was basically going to this rural village where I used to live, knocking on people's doors and trying to find out if they went to school with me. I mean, they must have thought.
And then they say you didn't grow up in a council house, but I remember, I don't get into your personal stuff, but your parents had to sell everything because the steel factory closed. And I remember you complaining about when you were 18 and worked for me about burning cars outside the basically the Section 8 housing. But then they just say that's all a lie, that you grew up in this beautiful meadow. The most, I mean, what does it even matter? You never made it a big deal that you grew up in the poor area. You just said that's what you were doing. People ask. It's incredible. They try to make how we're deceivers. No, we didn't lie about WMDs in Iraq. We didn't lie about, you know, the Alexa systems of Amazon listening to you. We didn't lie about world government. We told the truth. We didn't lie about Trump was going to win. We were right. We're the trailblazers. We're the people telling you the truth over and over again. We have the credibility. We told you about the secret deal with North Korea, how they were going to denuclearize and have these meetings and have, sign a peace treaty and merge together. It's all being announced. We are real. And the good guys know we're real. Then they say, oh, you're not the counterculture. Because the Republicans have all three branches. Barely half of those are establishment. We're fighting hard. And we have a sane group in the government that doesn't want to go under full Hollywood, globalist, Chinese, communist control. But all of the media, all the academia, all the big megabanks, all the Fortune 100 are globalists, openly trying to destroy this country and free speech, Paul. We are the resistance, not them.
Well, that's exactly it, Alex. They want to take away our authenticity because it's all about authenticity. I mean, that's why Kanye's exploded, because he's at least expressing some kind of authenticity away from the reservation of leftist dogmatic mind control. That's why they're so petrified of it. So you bring it back to what you said at the start of that. They're trying to make out that I was like born into white privilege. Okay, my parents bought their first house from the council. It was a council house for £30,000. This was a tiny little three-bedroom house. My dad literally had to get up at 6 a.m. every single morning for 30 years to work in a factory making tools, okay? This wasn't a privileged upbringing. I mean, it was a happy upbringing, but it was by no means privileged. My mom literally went out on the streets in northern ghetto towns until midnight talking to drug addicts. That was literally her job for years. She would come back at like 1 a.m. after having done this job. And they bought their second house for £58,000. I mean, that was a big step up. Basically, my parents worked their way up from the working class to the lower middle class, and that's how I grew up. It was, you know, a happy upbringing. Had lots of friends, lots of, you know, I was playing in the
field. Sure, but they even try to steal your identity. You never made a big deal out of this. There's a couple of news articles. They ask how you grew up. You tell them. And I happen to know you when you were 18, so I know your parents. I mean, I've talked to them. I know your life. I know how they had to sell their houses and everything because there were no jobs or whatever and moved to France where it was totally depressed property values. I mean, I know the whole story. I know the truth, Paul. And I sit there. I know the story of Sheffield, too, because I've read about it in the news. And they just sit there and lie. It just shows how they're nothing but frauds.
Well, yeah, the reason my parents moved to France was because my dad's factory job got shipped off to the Czech Republic. So it was directly as a result of globalism. It changed their lifestyle. They sold the house. Were able to buy a cheap house, what you could get in France with my auntie at the time. So that's the white, you know, privileged upbringing that I had. But yeah, it's just every little thing here is either twisted or completely untrue. And you go back to the Comedy Central hit piece, which you mentioned earlier as well. In that, they tried to make out, because it's aimed at me, basically, at the start. They play a video of me. They try to make out that I have no interest in punk whatsoever and that I just adopted this kind of rebellious youth now as a gimmick to try and give myself authenticity. What's funny, though, is if you read this Daily Beast hit piece, the kids who went to school with me say, yeah, he was into punk, he was into the Sex Pistols, he was into smoking and rebelling and playing guitar. So actually one hit piece in the one thing they get right in the Daily Beast hit piece disproves the other hit piece by Comedy Central. And, you know, I'm not claiming I was some great badass or whatever, but I went to school. I got kicked out of school briefly for smoking weed. I was into drinking, I was into smoking, all the usual things you go through as a young teenager, and I was into punk music and grunge and alternative music, and yes, that had an influence on my mindset growing up, because I did get in trouble from time to time, was a little bit rebellious, and, you know, that continued throughout the political awakening that I had as well. So, yes, I am authentic. I'm not perfect. I wasn't a complete badass, but I'm authentic, and that had a direct impact relation to what I do now. So I used one truth out of one hit piece to debunk the other.
Well, they do the same thing when I talk about the crazy stuff I did growing up. They go, oh, Jones has all these crazy stories. Look what we've done since then. It's all crazy. I mean, it's these little state, and they always hate that we have families, too. Like, they hate that we have families. They hate that we have wives. They hate that we have kids. They just can't stand the authenticity. Let's talk about now some of the other big lies against InfoWars. We haven't scripted this talk. We talked like 2 minutes a few days ago, and I got pulled to come on. Let's talk about what it's been like with 16 years at InfoWars and where he thinks we're going in the future. Then your phone calls and a bunch of news. PJW joins InfoWars. Stay with us.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man. All right, I'm going to give the number up. Folks can have any questions or comments for Paul or myself about InfoWars. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539 is the number to join us. We never do stuff like this. People are always asking questions. But if we don't talk about ourselves a lot and our own workings, people then just kind of go out and see what the establishment says. It doesn't really do anything, but they're obsessed with stealing our identities. They have shows like Homeland and shows like The Opposition and countless others where they obsess on us all day. They steal our identities. They misrepresent what we say. And then they hate us all at the very, very same time. Why is that the case? Because we're like Kanye West. Doesn't mean Kanye West is perfect. Doesn't mean we are. We're trying to support free thinking and free speech. That's really paramount, isn't it? That's why it's the First Amendment. And worldwide, it comes first. The right to your views, the right to your mind, the right to having at least your own destiny in your head, between your ears. And the idea that you can associate with who you want, that's courage. Kanye West has got courage. Nobody else in the entertainment industry who's still on the front lines, who's still out there doing anything other than like James Woods, that incredibly talented guy. He's been blackballed. And I have them trying to destroy me all the time. People go, oh, isn't that terrible? Well, it's terrible that they're so bad. It proves how bad they are. I can't even bring myself to sue people that defame me. But people that sue me now, I'm countersuing them. They're dropping the lawsuits left and right, but they just file more. But it's going to be okay. It's a badge of honor this is happening. But Paul, specifically, the workings of InfoWars. Talk about how we operate here for folks that don't know. People that are here know. I hire people I think are smart and cool that I trust. Turn them loose. Every once in a while I see something I don't like. Or more often than not, Paul, isn't it you that calls me and says, hey, I think you're off the reservation. It only happens about once a year. You're always right. But they have it like, I've got you on this short leash and I sent you a memo when you didn't like Trump at first. And I said, you better get on the Trump train. Paul, have I ever talked to you like that?
There was no memo, Alex. If you sent one, I didn't receive it. But yes, I mean, the way it works is obviously you give people an opportunity. They need to prove themselves. Maybe you would keep them on short leash initially, but there's no leash on me now. I mean, you let me do whatever the heck I want because you trust me. Because we've been doing it for so long, and there's no hardline narrative that you call up and bark down the phone every day. It just doesn't happen. I mean, I have my reservations about Trump. I supported Rand Paul at the beginning. Obviously, when I saw why Trump was becoming so popular, because he was the revolution against politically correct behavior, politics that people despised in America, and I was on that whole, you know, that whole movement coming up before Trump even announced he was running for office, obviously then I supported Donald Trump. No regrets that I did. But no, there's no hardline narrative that comes down every day. And yeah, sometimes I have differences with what's posted on InfoWars, and I tell you about it, and we take it from there. But the idea that you, like, bullied and harassed me by doing British accents down the phone, and that... So, I mean, these are the quotes in the article. Go and read them. She's like, oh, he was tortured by this. Absolute, complete nonsense. The entire article is a tissue of lies. The other thing, Alex, John Ronson. I mean, this is a guy who's popped into your life from time to time. Again, it's the same thing with all these journalists. They're so nice behind the scenes. They're so friendly. And yet they
and then he
to
told
John
the
Ronson.
Newspaper, he said he likes me and he missed me and wanted to be my friend at the RNC. Oh, I'm still at the RNC two days later, and he goes, Alex Jones is the most horrible person in the world. And all this other crap. And then I let him back in the office, since I've known him for 20 years. He was shaking in hatred. He couldn't even contain it. And then he's like my proctologist. You know, he's telling everybody how I operate, what I do, who I am. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, in this article, the quote is, he asks Ronson about me because I once told John Ronson that I saw his documentary about you, Secret Rules of the World, and that's how I first learned about you, which was basically a hit piece, by the way, but I learned about you initially because of that documentary, way back, even before 9/11, I think that was. So he said about me in this article, John Ronson, well, I'm not happy about it, talking about, you know, our influence. He fears Watson is obsessed with Muslims and dangerous. So I listened to John Ronson as well about you on different podcasts that he does, and he's so vicious about you now. Funny thing is, Alex, John Ronson wanted to do a profile piece on me for the New York Times about 6 months ago.
Me too.
And he was the nicest person imaginable.
No, he did like, the same thing. And he said, listen, he's one of the ones, he goes, just leave the Muslims alone, and the media is going to leave. It was like a message. He goes, stop it. And I said, my God, they're bringing in Sharia law. I have it in the news today. In Sweden, officially the government, they're killing everybody. They're the most anti-feminine thing on earth. And he just goes, no, they're good people, Alex. No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. But since you brought it up, by the way, it wasn't a profile either of us. I found out later. It was just a big hit piece. But exactly. Yeah. Total dishonesty. Total dishonesty.
Well, I've got the DMs where he's like basically kissing my behind to try and get this profile piece, whereas in public he's completely vicious. I tagged him once in a tweet talking about this kind of stuff, and he almost had a psychological breakdown, so I can't even tag him in tweets anymore. But he's another person who talks out of both sides of his mouth. They all do it. There's another quote from the article from a disgruntled former employee. We all know who it is. Says, I put him in the same camp with Richard Spencer and Pamela Geller, and the anti-Islam faction of the so-called alt-right. Several years ago, he was anti-war and libertarian. Yeah, I still am. I went on a...
Notice he mixes the alt-right that you distance yourself from day one with being against the radical Islam takeover. I mean, radical Islam is like being against the Nazis.
But it says, now he is a racist. Well, Alex, the alt-right hates me specifically because I'm not racist.
But notice this person won't even say what their name is. They just proclaim you're a racist, and they're using liberal tactics.
Yeah, I mean, you just showed a tweet up there. Like, Richard Spencer has events, and there are more television cameras at his speeches than actual attendees. I've made videos about this. The alt-right would not exist anymore if not for mainstream media attention, because they use them as a bogeyman.
Well, let's just say it. All the people that organized Charlottesville, all the top people, a year or two before worked for Hillary or Obama. It's central casting. And I'm allowed to say that, folks. That's a fact. The fact that leftist groups pose as Nazis, that's been in court. That's come out. It's a known fact.
But whether they are or not, they all hate us. I mean, 4chan are not fans of InfoWars. You can go on there and have a look. Richard Spencer hates us. We're constantly having battles with
We have the establishment. We have the Nazis hate us. Exactly. Because it's all fake. We're real, they're fake, and they know it.
And they know it. But there's a very clear distinction between people like you, people like myself, people like Cernovich, and the alt-right. The alt-right does not like us. You have to be completely dishonest.
That's a Hillary term. She just said that 2 years ago. I mean, oh, God said it's alt-right, everything that's new, independent. No, we're the new right, as you pointed out. We're not the alt-right.
Yeah, so yet again, another twist, another lie. There's another quote in there which says, Paul seems totally different to when I knew him, the same intelligence but clouded somehow. This was a kid who I'd never heard of, who knew me, supposedly, in school when I was 13. Oh, but I'm different now. Of course I'm different from when I was 13. I'm 35 years old. It was like 2 decades ago. So again, it's just so weak. It's so incredibly weak and so funny. But we can go on after the break.
And then we'll go to phone calls. But I want to specifically get into this because, I mean, okay, I'm going to wait till we come back from break. Infowars.com. They're trying to censor it. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. I'm so excited. The new product at InfowarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going right back to PJW here in about 60 seconds. The crew's got to make me plug. Plus, I should be plugging. These are life-changing products, especially the X2, the pure iodine, that is still 25% off because we got an emergency shipment in. I'm going to have to end that sale in a couple days because we're going to coast out till it sells out at full price, which is still a great deal. The good halogen, you owe it to yourself, your family, look into it. Don't drink the stuff from the store, you know, for the surface cuts or whatever, it'll eat a hole in your gut. This is totally different. Those are bound iodines. This is totally different. X2, learn about it. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminin level. Nobody's got that. 95% curcuminin level. 25% off. Brainforce, 25% off. Supermel Vitality, incredible deal. We rarely do that. 50% off because I want you to try it and see how great it is. Cold-pressed herbs that are known to boost libido, stamina, energy, performance, mental clarity, you name it. These are all incredible products. When I forget to take them, I go, why didn't I take it? Read the thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And we also have Alpha Power. It's basically the same herbs and compounds, organic, concentrated, but dry. So it's a much bigger dose. It's just not cold pressed. And it's so strong, I can't take Alpha Power. Other people take it and they go, my God, this is, I mean, I'll tell the story briefly. I was 40, 4 years ago. I go in, get my blood tested, medical doctor. Everybody says, man, you got to get a checkup. So the whole, you know, test, blood test, you know, doctor had me, you know, everything, really, you know what they do. Not a lot of fun. First time a guy's done that. I guess once in football, they kind of did it. But the point is that first time a guy's done. Anyways, the point, I'm being bad. I'm going to stop right now. The point is that he said, hey, you want some Viagra Cialis prescription? You're 40. I said, man, I don't need that. He said, well, you know, just try it. Well, the Viagra made me see blue, and I guess it worked, but not, it's like your engine fires right up anyway. It's like, that can really tell the difference. Maybe 93 octane to, you know, 89 octane. Okay, a little bit of difference. But Cialis, like, kind of more through the day, just a little more excited. I mean, being honest, this stuff works. In my experience, everybody else's that I've talked to, stuff like Super Male, but especially Alpha Power and stuff, it's insane. It's insane. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, I'm going to stop being bad and telling jokes. I apologize. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, I was raised as Amish, and I am as pure as a driven snow. You know, I hate people that say they are and they're not. You know, that's what really gets annoying to me. But seriously, let's get serious here. Paul, here's the big one. You raised it in all these hit pieces. Paul's too good for Alex. Paul wants to distance himself from Alex. Alex is jealous that Paul's as big as him or bigger. Paul, on record, and I'm not bragging about this, who flogged you to get on air? Who wants you to get on things? Who tells you that you're as good as me or better in many ways? They don't get it. I'm worried about the globalist genetic engineering. I'm worried about world war. I'm worried about forced inoculations. I'm worried about the socialists taking over. I'm worried about globalism. I want you and others. I'm looking, like the, you know, the great crew we have here, Owen Shore and others, and David Knight does a great job, but I'm looking for people like I was looking for you. They don't even give me that we built InfoWars. It's like I'm this raving lunatic dum-dum when I could sit here and have a fake, you know, intellectual accent and pull it off, you know, 3 hours a day. But I'm just being real here. But again, it's not that I care that they lie about us. It's studying their psychology that they think we're like they are, that they'd be pissed at BuzzFeed or at Daily Beast if somebody was bigger than the big cheese. Don't they get I'm in a war? I want soldiers. I want generals. I want captains. I don't care if you're black, you're a woman, you're Hispanic, you're Asian. If you're cool and want to have freedom, let's get together. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, Alex, they're losers. I mean, losers resent other people's success. Successful people learn from other people's success and use it to create their own platforms. I mean, they've got your wife quote again, your ex-wife, says, once you hired me, she said basically it was a joint paranoiac enterprise from then on. Okay, so the InfoWars was a raving lunatic paranoid enterprise from over a decade ago. Okay, so why were you editing InfoWars and writing many of the same stories about the same subjects for over 10 years if it was all a paranoid fever dream, okay? She was a central part of it, and now it's like, oh no, it was just those two. Absolutely incredible. I mean, there's other stuff in there. You mentioned the, you know, snarky and entitled with a cigarette in his mouth. He didn't give a crap about anybody. Like, I visited you with my brother in 2005. It's to try to be as polite as possible. She says, you see him on the clips. That's who he is. I mean, what? Just authentic, truthful? I mean, you know, I've got friends. They don't think I'm this raving lunatic, this vicious person. Do you think maybe she's got an agenda, Alex? Maybe she's got a bias? But she's like the main source for the entire article. They keep going back to these insane quotes. I've got another one, which this is the funniest. A second former staffer said he heard regular phone calls in which Jones shouted, bullied and abused Watson, including by mocking his voice. So I've been abused, bullied and tormented. And I'm still here 16 years later. Does that make much sense? It's just every single quote is provably fraudulent.
Well, let's be honest with people. You talk about that one person that worked here that you were only talked to like a couple times when you were here, come like once a year, and then back there. And I would get in the meeting, I'd say,
got him his job, by the way.
You what?
No gratitude there.
Oh, you got him his job. I forgot that part.
Yeah,
you said this guy might be good. Well, that's a strike against you then. But we're sitting there, and I've got all the writers on the phone or in the room, and I go, listen, we have a subscription to these photos. Use these, or use them off Wikipedia where they're all vetted, or go to the comments. I'm trying to explain that, you know, some of these things say they're copyright free, but they've got to be fully used and still credit them. Those are the type of meetings we have. It's not meetings where I go, here's what we're going to cover. I mean, let me tell you, I was glad you were anti-Trump, if that's what you really thought early on. I wasn't sure I was totally right, though my gut was. Did I ever call up and say, you better get on the Trump train?
No, I mean, that's what they claim. They say, Alex Jones decided to turn his operation into a pro-Trump cheering section. Watson got the memo. I didn't get the memo. Obviously, I had reservations about Trump to begin with, and gradually, you know, I knew where it was heading, and that this was the true core of the anti-authoritarian real resistance that led to him becoming president. So there was no memo, there was no bullying that made me support Donald Trump. I heard what he was saying and got on board.
But did I ever even call you about your anti-Trump articles?
No, never. I mean, I made a video saying maybe it's a big ruse because of the Hillary photos, the wedding photo. You didn't even call me after that. I mean, there was no memo. Also, you know, after the Syria attack, we vehemently attacked his policy on Syria twice because it was a bad idea. So it isn't a Trump, you know, indoctrination cult. That's what the left does. They don't allow any.
Exactly. They get talking points from John Podesta, Hillary, George Soros, they admit, and they follow it like it's God. And we're not, I respect you. You know, I'm thinking, man, maybe Paul's right, maybe Trump's bad. And we later learned in WikiLeaks, Hillary and the media did think he'd lose to her, so they actually gave him more coverage attacking him, but said, make him front and center to embarrass Republicans, he won't get the nomination. That blew up in their face. They did the same thing to us, so your initial instinct that they're kind of pushing him was true, but only because they didn't get it, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even today, I have, like, ding-dong fights with Trump sycophants on Twitter who will never question anything he does, and I lose like 5,000 Twitter followers. It doesn't even benefit me. But obviously I'm not a sycophant. Obviously I still have my own thought process. I can think independently. So the whole idea that there was a memo and that we were forced to do all this, complete and utter pablum, just like everything else in this hit piece and every other hit piece.
And notice they never got the memos. They never show these memos that everybody's getting.
I didn't get a memo.
Have I ever written you a memo?
No, never.
Do I even use email? Do I even use email, Paul?
You don't use email at all, no.
How do I communicate?
Text message and phone calls. There was no memo. That's actually a conspiracy theory. There was no memo.
Just like Trump, text messages or phone calls. What was that?
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, let's just cut this luscious Motley Crue off right now so we can go right back to Paul Watson and some of these phone calls. Tom in London, Danny in Sarasota, Florida. But Paul, what would you call this point and time we're in historically when the big corporations, the media, they're all calling for us to be banned? We've already been shadow banned. We're still reaching record numbers of people thanks to the audience getting the word out. I think as long as people realize that we're in the middle of the fight, we're going to win. But if people go back to sleep, we're in trouble. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I think their reaction to this Kanye West thing is very interesting because, of course, we've entered into an age of celebrity now where no celebrity has anything authentic to say, anything interesting to say. So basically Kanye comes out and says, I don't hate the president. I like the sitting president of the United States. In what world should it be controversial for a well-known personality to say that he has things in common and likes the president of the United States? Look at the absolute freak out in response to it. Look at the Comedy Central hit piece. Look at how they've been freaking out about us claiming to be the new counterculture for the past year, because it has an essence of truth about it. I mean, I've said repeatedly, I get messages. Most of the messages I get every day are from kids, 16, 17, 18-year-olds in universities, in schools, saying it's the new cool, edgy, rebellious thing to watch your videos, to watch videos by Jordan Peterson. I mean, Jordan Peterson, he's a rock star. He packs out venues. You can't get in them. It's like £200 just to get in his venue at this point. He's a new rock star. What does he represent? The antithesis of identity politics. So in this Comedy Central piece, they claim that being punk, being counterculture, has to implicitly embrace identity politics. Yet the new rock stars that all the kids, all the 20-somethings are going to see, people like Jordan Peterson, they're going to see someone who represents the very opposite of that. That's why they're panicking, because it is seen as avant-garde to rebel against the culture.
And what does Jordan Peterson say?
Speech.
He says the radical thing that there are two sexes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the level of crazy town that it's avant-garde to say that the 2 + 2 = 4.
Well, this is the point I made in my video. You go back to the 70s, who was it that was trying to no-platform offensive speech, offensive comedy, offensive music, offensive movies? It was the religious right, generally. The tables have turned. Everything's flipped. Now, they're literally, the USA Today are coming out with articles saying, oh, these offensive song lyrics shouldn't be allowed now. Oh, maybe we should ban cheerleaders.
And the left is mad at the left is mad at Trump supporters for not getting rid of him because he might have had girlfriends or something, which no, we're not endorsing, but we didn't elect him for that. And so they're going, oh, you Christians are hypocrites. No, the Christians are the opposite of being hypocrites. Because if Trump had said he didn't do that, then they'd be mad. He didn't say that. They didn't hire him for that. That's what I'm saying. The left is pissed at the evangelicals for not being mad at Trump.
Well, I don't think anybody voted for Trump thinking that he would be a pure, straight-line Christian conservative. I mean, that would be the ultimate form of naivety. But, I mean, they're the ones trying to ban everything. You know, grid girls, page three girls, they're basically now saying we shouldn't, I mean, in London, we're not allowed to show beach body ads. They're aligning.
Because your Islamic mayor says no.
Cultures.
And I have articles today where they've got major political parties in Europe saying ban, segregate women and men on buses. It's here. And the Green Party is telling women, don't wear skirts.
And by the way, the far left leader of the Labour Party.
My party says, wear skirts. Wear skirts. Sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, Belgium, they had the leader of the Islam Party, which has got elected councillors in Belgium, get up on a television debate show. He not only refused to shake hands with the women on that panel, on that debate show, he refused to look them in the eye or even look in their direction when they addressed him. This is the kind of attitude the far left is now aligning itself with. They're also calling for gender-segregated public transport. Who's calling for that in the UK? Jeremy Corbyn.
Now let's think about that. The Muslims won't even talk to women in a debate. And the left just loves it.
Yeah.
Because they want women to be their slaves. I'm telling you, I can't believe it. It gets crazier and crazier. Paul, let's go to some phone calls. We could go on for hours, but we're going to do a little bit in the next hour. Keep Paul on, then Joel Gilbert will take over. But let's go to Danny. No. Tom in London first. Tom, you're on the air with Paul Watson, His Britannic Majesty's Secret Service Defender of the Realm, 8th Army's Great Overlord, Field Marshal of the Cohorts, of the Visitors of the Cottages, of the Appendages of the Shrubberies. Paul, did I give you PTSD?
I'm triggered.
Tom, from her of the Britannic Majesty's London, England, we herald you entering into the United States of America. You are on the air with Paul Joseph Watson. Welcome, my good friend.
I feel very bullied by you putting on that accent. By the way, I'm the person who phoned you in 2015 predicting Trump and Brexit.
I remember you did call and predict that. You made some other predictions that haven't come true, though. Go ahead. I dare you to challenge me. I have royal right to the crown. By way of genetic force and the first alignment of the Cambridge decision, I am rightful heir to the Britannic throne.
I actually haven't yet made predictions that haven't come true. My predictions that I made last time I phoned you haven't come true yet because, I predicted that North Korea was a smokescreen and the real thing going on was Iran. And I also predicted that Trump would be removed by autumn, fall in American.
And that was last year, and you have been proven disgracefully incorrect.
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, Trump, I still think that's going to happen to Trump before your elections in November. But he can save himself. And I just want to mention that.
By kneeling to the Barney Stone and kneeling to the great festooning, if he kisses the rear end of the great leprechaun, he will be freed. Is that the secret?
No. It's what he does in North Korea. What's on offer with North Korea is Kim Jong-un will announce, the peace treaty, the denuclearization, and reunification talks, and he'll give Trump the credit do certain things and also not screw it up. Otherwise, he'll get much less than that, which won't save him. So how he gets the, you know, the full jackpot is he has to go to Pyongyang. Now, this is about the Chinese culture and the North Korean culture. It's about face and saving face.
And not just their face. If he goes there, they'll feel like it's so embarrassing to everybody and they don't make a deal.
Well, no, right now, Kim Jong-un would lose enormous face. This is a cultural thing. You know, face is all important.
Tom, but we're taking calls for Paul Watson. And the fact that every word he says is directly programmed by me.
Yeah, but he knows about this sort of thing as well. He had a Chinese partner, didn't he? So maybe he knows about the face.
Chinese man, yes.
The face concept.
My husband was Chinese. I had a Chinese husband. He had a Chinese wife. I got to go, Tom. Let's get serious here. Paul, you want to comment on what Tom was saying?
Well, I mean, North Korea, we put out... You remember Trump's big button, big nuclear button tweet at the beginning of January? They literally had MSNBC commentators on air saying that this would lead to the annihilation of the planet. Those tweets haven't aged very well, have they? There was another one which I tweeted today basically saying the same thing, that it would lead to World War III. Ben Rhodes said every taunt back and forth between Trump and Kim Jong-un makes de-escalation and diplomacy less possible. They were all proven spectacularly wrong. Pompeo's met with him. We've got genuine hope for peace between those two nations. This is monumental. Imagine if Obama had achieved that. They would
they'd be throwing rose petals on the ground. They'd just be the British royalty. It'd be like Obama was royalty.
Yeah, they would be absolutely lavishing him. I mean, what is Trump's approval rating up to?
Did you just say lavish the royalty?
Lavish the royalty. But yes, it's massive. It's positive. It's a genuine step towards peace. We don't know if it's going to be followed through yet. But they're not going to give him any credit for it. The voters know that, though. He's, you know, his approval rating's at, what, 50%?
Here's the question. Will Trump get a Nobel Peace Prize if they denuclearize the peninsula? Probably not. They'll give it to Obama.
I mean, Trump could solve the Israeli-Palestinian crisis. They could have a peace deal with North and South Korea. You know, Venezuela could be prosperous again. They would still not give him anything because they're incredibly biased.
Let me say this, then. I nominate Obama for a peace prize if we denuclearize the peninsula. And Hillary. She came, she saw, they died. I nominate Hillary Rodham Clinton to be Empress of the world and have to 5,000... Don't leave, Watson. You're staying in the next hour. Look at him trying to leave. Look at it. Running from me. Running against the... Go to that camera. Look at him. He won't escape the force.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Interesting.